this eternal moment, this perfect moment. It already contains you. Your light signature is already imprinted into the pattern that is this moment. You're already here. And that is why it just takes a couple of breaths now for the body to begin to relax, soften, because you're already here, because your powerful intention dropped a pin, so to speak, right here, right now, at this grand convergence of all of us together, which is this moment, whatever moment that you might be listening to this. You are here with me in my now moment. And I feel your blazing light, the soft, velvety suchness of your love, the strength of your commitment. The ache of the questions. Yeah, you felt that one. I feel that now. And in your now moment, when you are listening to this, I am with you. All of us are with you. So allowing the body to sink into the moment. Nervous system is going to start to calibrate now. Because the fabric of this group energetic creates a morphic field. And you are plugging more and more into that morphic field. As you sink in, as you breathe, and that morphic field, very possibly, exists at, vibrates at, a bandwidth that is higher than your daily average bandwidth. Just tuning in like this will start to create a change. Remember this. Remember this. I have a feeling that some of us are forgetting that and the power of this group, the power of the group in general. And I think we're going to talk more about that today. The power of this group. I think we forget that sometimes in our times where we're in the middle of a bit of a spin or a loop. something shadowy has occluded our vision, as it were, our ability to hold that alignment. And we forget about the power of this group. We forget who is in this group. Masters of light, like you, like me. Beings of light from the realms of light. We don't have to call them in as though they are exalted beings above us. We are that. They are us. Even if you did call them in from the higher realms, as it were, that is still your expanded vibrational bandwidth existing at the higher dimensional levels. We forget this sometimes. So, remember. Remember who you are. And remember how powerful we are at the level of the group configuration, where the higher aspects of your being and the more expanded aspects and weaves and light flows of your soul consciousness weave together at that level. This is not a personality. It's not like coffee chat and or book club or something like that, which is wonderful and can be deeply nourishing to the human aspects, no question. This is way beyond that. Way beyond that. So remember. Group energetics and the power thereof. It is a major aspect of and factor in our ascension process. Groups and group energy. We've talked before about the power of even one, a person, soul in human form, able to hold what we call coherent patterns in the field, or a coherent pattern in the field, the power of that, and how that coherent pattern can effectively override the incoherence or the distortion patterns of millions and millions and millions of other souls in human form who are not holding those patterns and frequencies. So now imagine the powerful morphic fields, the sublime and radiant patterns that we hold in the field as a group of us. And that's not to say we need to be, oh, holding patterns of perfection all the time, day and night. No pressure, master. No pressure, human, actually. Excuse me. It is effortless for the master to do so. The human will feel a little bit of pressure, though. It's not to say we have to be holding these patterns of perfection all the time. But even in these moments when we do consciously come together, when you sit down and push play on a recording such as this, you are choosing to rise into a more coherent configuration. There is such power in that. so wonderful job. Just doing this. Just this. And then if you do it with your full heart, with the fullness of your sincere heart, even better. And if you blaze out light codes and signatures uniquely yours to benefit all beings, and that is in your consciousness while you're listening, even better. And if in the days that follow, you are able to touch back in with this every now and then, and you reach out in a time of need, and you reach out, as we have talked about before, in a time of elevation, expansion, love, joy, connection. Even better. Then you suffuse our group pattern with that. You upload those frequency codes to then zing through all of the beautiful light filaments that make up this group pattern. See how well you're doing? It's like you get a gold star just for showing up. That's so good when that happens. So now to a bit of the squeeze. Where are you still acting out of your alignment? Where are you still choosing out of your alignment? If you're feeling stuck in any area of your life, and I know I'm sure all of us have at least one place that's still hanging on, or rather, we're still hanging on, but we've got to really fearlessly and very bravely just keep looking at this, meaning bring our attention back to it. Because where we are stuck, that is going to be what's connected to where we are still choosing out of our alignment. Choosing to engage with an energetic, choosing to allow a particular distortion pattern to remain in our field, choosing to continue to ingest something, right? Be in the proximity of an energy, let yourself be imprinted by images or sounds, messages that you know are out of your alignment. And by now, you know it. Ouch. I know. This is squirmy stuff. I get it. Now, if we were speaking to and going to then choose from our human aspect, we would begin a process of analysis and working on our stuff, exploration of our stuff, and where did it come from, and all of that. And I'm saying that as though I'm quite weary of it, which I'm sure we all are. But not to disparage exactly that line of inquiry, because that can be incredibly beneficial. It can be helpful. It can be very helpful. But don't pitch your tent there. If you try to struggle against that point, let's say, that you know where you keep choosing out of your alignment, that probably there will be almost always, there's going to be an element of a boundary as well. You need to assert a boundary. You need to adjust a boundary, up-level a boundary a little bit. Something that you used to allow, you used to do. You need to level that up. If you were to try to dismantle this and heal it or solve this problem of what keeps you still doing it, you would go through all manner of human levels, psyche, emotional, mental machinations. And it would spin you in circles and tie you in knots. And again, you might get some valuable pieces of information. Ah, okay, ping, ping, yes, thank you, good, good, got it. Ah, great. But as soon as possible, and now we get to, ta-da! The path of ease. Yay! The path of ease. Because let's reframe this. Let's give this visual. Imagine that your greater soul field, just so dead simple, is like a beautiful, a massive sphere of light. It's a sphere of golden light. Imagine then that your body is hovering in the center of this massive sphere. Remember that simple visual, because very often we need to just reorient or reconnect with this fact. Okay? This is very important to remember. Your human construct arises from within your greater soul field. All of the human construct and all of its connections and attachments to this inverted 3D matrix, this great distortion pattern that we're navigating through. You are not in the distorted matrix. You are not in the human construct where the human construct has primacy and its vibrational set point and its perceptual set point, which is much diminished, you know that, compared to your greater soul field. The human construct, its addictions, its sense of lack, its fear, its desire to attain something that it feels it does not have or is not. That whole construct arises from within the greater aspect of you. And so the path of ease, Master, is simply shifting your awareness, and then will follow rapidly your vibrational and perceptual set point to the sphere aspect, the light, the frequency, the energy, the awareness, the grand and powerful soul that you are at those higher levels. Shift your attention to that. Drop your pin, pitch your tent, park your Volkswagen camper van with the flower, hippie flowers on it, right in the gold light of your greater soul field, what you really are. And immediately the perspective will be instantaneous, or rather the shift in perspective, to be more clear. Anchor there. Don't try to fix the quote-unquote problem at the level of the problem, from within the psyche construct, or the human construct, rather. Shift first, then observe. As we've said before, notice, just notice. Then choosing from the level of the human construct will be much more effortless, because it's a paradox in a way, but it is as though there will be no choice. Yeah? From the standpoint of that level of your being, the suchness of that golden light energy and consciousness and frequency that you are at those higher levels, there is no choice, meaning there's only one possibility. And that is that pure alignment with the light. Acting, choosing, speaking from that frequency bandwidth. And that's why I say at the beginning, you know what it is where you're out of alignment. Why? Why, Master? And give yourself this, because you are now spending a little bit more time in that greater soul field aspect of your being, the higher dimensional, the higher vibrational aspect of your being. You are spending more time there. And you can feel the vibrational differential of what the wounded aspects of the human construct are doing, wanting, grasping, seeking, devouring, seeking to fill, which it never will. You feel that more. Spend less time anchored there. Just shift. Because the things that you are doing, or choosing, or eating, or drinking, or listening to, or watching, or patterns of relating that you're continuing to engage with and keep active in your field, they are like hooks keeping you anchored in the greater third dimensional bandwidth with all of its raging and odious extreme polarity and duality. Anchoring in that bandwidth, I would go so far as to say that is being in denial. If you anchor, if you identify with the human construct, that is being in denial. When you go back to our image of that little tiny body in this massive field of light and frequency and energy, consciousness, awareness, intelligence, power and creativity, that is you, the true you. How dare you deny that full expression on this planet? That is what you came to do. You came to express that, not the human construct. It gets rough sometimes because you have leveled up and now you feel the distortion even more acutely. You're doing really well. We love you, and we thank you. And we are honored to be joined together in this group configuration, doing this work for the good of all beings. Yes, there you go. You felt that one too. Good.